from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And when you
feel lonely, we have officially the welcoming of Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA to the Big Ten. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah to the Big 12 today. It's a dawn of a new era. It's a dawn of a new era, Danny.
It is.
Welcome videos have officially been released. And, oh, by the way, we had a lot of stolen valor. I went off on this at the end of the show the other day. I think it was Tuesday. About the Big Ten and the ACC taking credit for Pac-12 Olympians. Like, the ACC taking credit for 27-year-old Katie Ledecky as an ACC athlete. She never, ever, ever swam in the ACC.
Did you see the Ivy League shade?
No.
Ivy League, the official Ivy League account, has an updated medal count where it's 3 silver, 7 gold, 5 bronze, total of 15 medals with asterisk at the very bottom of the graphic. That reads, only counts medals won by athletes from its 8 founding member institutions, which, for ease of use, are all within reasonable driving distance and also haven't changed since 1954.
Yeah, you also don't offer scholarships, okay?
15 ain't bad, though.
For football, you don't. Yeah, no, Ivy League. Yeah.
Which, I mean, let's
how
be
many
honest.
Are fencing, rowing, and like...
Do they swim? Synchronized swimming?
They swim. No, they swim. Doesn't Princeton have a good swim team?
I feel like they do.
I think that feels right. That feels in my bones. It feels right. But good on the Ivy League. 7 gold medals. Look, I need a sport count of that.
I am efforting that right
okay.
now.
All right. Well, we officially have the welcoming of the new members to the Big Ten, Big 12, ACC today, and it's a pretty cool time in sports. It is sad that the Pac 12 is officially dead and gone as we know it. The Pac 2 will live on, but you're seeing now the way that the conferences are kind of welcoming the new members with open arms. We got the new Big Ten commercial. You know the map where they...
Yes.
Yeah, we got that
scroll
one.
Scroll all over.
Yeah, it's... I never realized this until I saw the West Coast schools placed on this map. How far off they are with the actual locations of where the schools are. Because Washington and Oregon were like right next to each other on this commercial map.
Yeah.
And Oregon is like where... I don't know. I would say it's probably where Forest Grove is on a real map, not where Eugene is.
No, they
UCLA was right on the beach. It's like UCLA's not on the beach, guys.
It's close. It's actually closer to USC, closer to the beach, but whatever.
But it was one of those moments like, hey, that to me was, hey, the West Coast schools are actually in the Big Ten now. Yeah, now that we have that weird map thing going on.
It's very Game of Thrones, Westeros, like pull the camera out because they went like, what's the island of the other side? Karth?
No idea. I'm trying to. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You ever watch Game of Thrones when the opening credits when they do the map?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
It's very similar.
I'm gonna go out here and expose myself. I've only seen like 3 episodes of Game of Thrones ever.
No, yeah. Really?
Yep.
That's a watch. Dude.
I got in way too late in the game, and then I was like, I don't know what's happening.
No.
I only started basically like the final season. And my wife and I, too, and we just kind of binge-watched the crap out of it until we caught up with the final season.
Yeah.
And
don't get me wrong, the final season's disappointing. The first 4 seasons are some of the best.
Yeah, it's, ever. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, too. It's not, like, my wife's trying to get me into the House of the Dragon, too. And I'm just like, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
I figured you'd be a dragon guy, though. You know?
I do like me some dragons.
Rawr.
Yeah. He's more Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
Be a lot cooler.
It's a lot cooler for his dragoning. I'm scrolling through here the Olympians.
For the Ivy League?
For the Ivy League.
Okay.
Rowing, sailing, fencing. Basketball, Puerto Rico.
There's going to be a power lifter in there somewhere.
Yeah, so there's a cyclist, rhythmic gymnast.
Oh, yeah.
There's also one listed as athletics.
That's track and field.
Okay, so there you go, track and field.
Yeah.
I've never seen it qualified as that. That's interesting. They don't have the actual event.
That's what they call it overseas. Is they just call it track and field athletics.
They have a breakdancer.
Oh, what?
For Team USA, Sunny Choi.
Nice.
But yeah, it's
got the whole package. Got a brain.
There's a rugby player.
All right.
On the women's team.
Okay.
We're not. Yeah, we're not getting out. Like, there's nothing here. There's not been one that is. Oh, well, no, they do hockey, so that's not surprising. I was like, hey,
field hockey. It's field hockey. This is the Summer Olympics. Ice hockey is not it. This is field hockey, which is also a very Ivy League school.
So, yeah, thing to do. Nothing here has been like, oh, that's surprising.
All right.
Breaking's it.
Yeah, that's a little bit surprising.
But basically, every rowing and sailing event imaginable.
Nice. Okay.
There you go. That is your Ivy League update.
Interesting tweet that I saw today about the Pac-12's going away.
Mm.
John Kurtz, who writes the Big 12 newsletter, apparently. He's a Kansas City guy. He said, please join me in extending a generous thank you to George Kliavkoff for botching the Pac-12 TV deal so badly that the Big 12 could today officially welcome the 4 corner schools.
Hmm.
That sucks. And then John Wilner quote tweeted that with saying, and it only cost the Pac-12 schools around $60 million in salary for 2 commissioners over 14 years to be in the position to fortify the Big 12 and Big 10. I would like to extend that to George Kliavkoff, Larry Scott, and Pac-12 presidents for us being in this position today.
Yep.
It is a sad day for the Pac-12, but I mean, if you are a fan of any of these schools, if you're a Cougar or Beav, this sucks.
It does, but that
every
also,
other school, this is fun as hell.
Well, also that Big 12 release about being open for business and business being good and. I was a little surprised the wording that they use in the official social media post was very much, I think, aimed at we're not done because they said we're not done.
Yeah, they quite literally said we're open for business in a tweet. And that's one thing that they have been adamant about is Big 12 is not going to be resting on their laurels. They're going to be proactive throughout the entirety of this realignment that is not done because of what's going on with the ACC. Because yesterday there were court documents in the Florida State versus ACC case that were released that said there is an out in 2027 for ESPN to just basically wreck the entire ACC. That's the crux of the case of Florida State and Clemson as well, is that ESPN wants to hold it over their heads that 2036, you guys agree to 2036 when there's an out for them in 2027, and they're saying, well, why can't we have the same out? You know, if ESPN has the out, we want that out as well. And that's what they're kind of fighting against. I feel like the Big 12 is more saying, we're open for business when the ACC goes kaput.
Yeah.
And we're going to start...
We'll start the bidding war.
We're going to start peeling off those schools, because what is one thing that they have long said, and their additions in this conference have backed that up. They want to be the preeminent basketball conference. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that if the ACC goes away, they're not going to make a run at Duke, North Carolina, North Carolina State? Yes, they are going to want that. Yeah. They are going to want to be proactive and going and grabbing those teams, because could you imagine a basketball conference that has Kansas, Arizona, Duke,
North Carolina
in it?
You just stop there, and you don't have to go any further. Like, that alone is terrifying.
And oh, by the way, some of the schools that they would peel off as well in this is NC State, mm-hmm. which I don't know if anybody followed. They had a hell of a run this past year.
They've been very good over the last 7 years.
And they also have the additions of, you know, schools that have made runs in the tournament in recent memory. Cincinnati, BYU, Central Florida.
BYU is right now a finalist as of this morning to land the number one recruit in the next class in AJ DeBonta.
That seems good.
I tweeted out this morning, interesting list of schools, because they're almost all Big 12 schools.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be good for them, I'm guessing. Also Baylor in that, in Houston.
Yeah.
Really good basketball programs already existing in the Big 12. Texas Tech has had their runs. I mean,
yes,
they want to be a basketball power.
They're getting it done.
They're going to be open for business. But it is a sad day for the Pac-12 as officially the 10 schools are gone and off to their new homes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.